The Tempe History Society is showing its city on the silver screen. Each Wednesday night this month, the group is showing movies that document Tempe at a specific point in time. The series kicked off with a screening of the 1940 movie Marked Man and continues tonight with the 1976 film A Star Is Born. Historian Jay Mark is with me to talk more about this. And Jay, what was the idea behind a series of movies that specifically portray the city on screen?
Film festivals are popular everywhere. We just had, a Jewish film festival. We've had a film festival in Sedona. And there's a lot of interest in specialty movies. But there's something unique about movies that are filmed in your community. When Hollywood comes to town, they take over. And it's a chance for people to actually experience. It's like being backstage with a magician to see how that is all put together. And occasionally there's an opportunity for someone maybe to be an extra in a film.
So let's talk about the movie that is playing tonight from 1976. It's called A Star Is Born, Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. Probably a lot of listeners have seen that movie. How does that show Tempe? Was that filmed around the ASU area?
It was filmed primarily on campus, at the stadium, and then at Gamage Auditorium. The special part of that movie is that at the stadium, they created, just so they could film the Star Is Born music scenes, an all-day free concert for anyone that wanted to come. And they opened the doors early in the morning and wound up having more than 43,000 people in that stadium, which was the largest amount that had ever been packed in. If you see an aerial photograph, they're just crammed in. And it was a hot day. And there's talks about people coming with their pot and some alcohol and some great, well-known rock bands who are not in the movie were part of the whole day's concert series just to get the people in there. And then there were some scenes that were filmed in Gamage Auditorium showing the theater and that sort of thing.
Previously, you've shown a movie from 1940, and that seems to me to be an era that, you know, I think people in their mind have a sense of what the Valley looked like in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. The 40s, I think, less so. What did Tempe look like back then, that, as shown in this movie?
Well, Tempe looked very much like most of our Valley communities did at the turn of the 20th century. The population of Tempe in 1940 was maybe 10,000 or a little bit more. The explosive growth of Tempe and the other valley cities didn't come till after World War II. So what you've got are buildings that were essentially constructed around the turn of the century, a few earlier ones, a few later ones. And Marked Men in particular is a black and white film, so it has that kind of retro look to it. The other thing that makes that one interesting is that many movies that are filmed in a community don't use that community as the name of the location. In Marked Men, the location is called Tempe, and the opening scene is on the butte looking down into town. More than half the movie is shot in Tempe or in its environs.
It seems as though this is kind of an interesting way to catalog the history of a given city. I mean, you have movies starting in 1916. You don't have the actual movie from it. You have some stills from it, you were telling me. But you have movies from essentially the 40s through today. It kind of gives you a good sense of how a city's evolving, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's interesting. We're putting on this film festival, and then I'm going to say something that might turn people off. We have a history in the Valley of having many movies shot here, but generally they're bad movies.
That's the part people might get turned off by, just to
be
clear.
Well, no, I'm trying to explain to people, you're not coming to see the movie. You're coming to see how your community is portrayed on film.
When you watch these movies, going back to 1940 all the way through now, I mean, there's some pretty well-known ones there, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Jerry Maguire. How do you look at how the city of Tempe has changed over the years? Like, what do you see when you look at the images of the city over time?
You know, I look at them differently probably than you would look at it. I have watched marked men until I now need to see a psychiatrist. It's so bad, but every time I watch that movie, I see something that I didn't see before. And being a historian, you're looking at places that no longer exist in the city. The Casa Loma Hotel, which has now has some retail in the bottom and offices on the second floor, it goes back to the turn of the 20th century. But the producers were so cheap that they didn't change really anything. So when you see the hero walking down Mill Avenue along Casa Loma, you see the original signs. You see the flour mill in the background. And if you start looking at those details, they give you some sense of context of time and place.
All right. That is historian Jay Mark. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for your interest. Come on. It'll be real fun.
Oh, that was terrible.
Thank you.